spiritual power when you fast and pray. That combination, praying, fasting, we see in Mark chapter 9, verse 29. Jesus says to the disciples, as they're not able to drive out this evil spirit from this man, Jesus says, you know, this kind of darkness can only come out by prayer and fasting. So the disciples are learning that they're limited in their power, but when they fast and pray, then darkness can be driven out. The darkness moves, and the light comes in. And the only way that happens, God's power, and it's God's sovereign work, traveling through people who pray and fast. So would you continue to pray and fast so that the darkness would be driven out, the darkness in your life would move, God's light would take over, giants that you faced would go down. Why? Because God's moving through your obedience, as you honor Him, as you thirst and seek for Him. And it's easy in a prosperous nation to just get complacent and just be doing what everyone else is doing. But I encourage you this month to really stop and pray and fast and seek Him so that the darkness would move and God's light, His overwhelmingly good light, would shine in the new places and breakthroughs would happen in Jesus' name.